RDU 98.5, welcome back to the show, and I'm absolutely delighted to have in the studio with me right now the current sitting MP and the Labour candidate for the Christchurch Central electorate, Duncan Webb. Good morning.
I'm absolutely delighted to be here.
There we go. Now that's how you win my vote. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good actually. Yeah.
Cool. Cool. I mean, it's the start of it for you now, really.
Just the start, yeah. And it's good. It kind of is a really good feeling to kick into the campaign.
I can imagine,
stop being, very governmental and stand backy and doing your job and just getting into the kind of messy side of politics, the rough and tumble. Yeah. It's actually a bit of a relief after all that.
I can imagine, and it's certainly never easy. I thought, just to start off with, before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, just behind every name and, billboard and all that is a person running for Parliament. I just thought, I'd give you a chance to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah, they caught me off guard there. I'm an East Sider from Christchurch, grew up down in South Brighton back in the day, when they didn't have very good sewage treatment and the estuary smelled something somewhat different. We still used to go fishing there, and eat the fish. I don't know how we survived, to be perfectly honest. I just had a really lucky break and, grew up in that golden moment where I left school and thought I'll go to university, and you could basically just walk in the door, which is pretty extraordinary, and kind of wondered what to do, found myself doing a law degree, and then kind of stumbled into a law job and stumbled into an academic job, and then thought this is bloody good, and I taught law around the country and a bit around the world, and then kind of I got into politics when I became a proper lawyer, and I was helping people through the earthquakes, and it really pissed me off to see how much people were getting screwed over. And after 7 years of that, it was bloody exhausting for everyone, and I thought I'm going to give politics a crack. People thought I was mad in Christchurch Central in 2017. I don't know if your memory's that long.
No,
but Labour was
on
the ropes, right? And people thought, right, you've just given up a job as a partner in a law firm to stand for politics, and you're polling at sort of 25%.
Yikes.
And then Jacinda came along, and what a ride, man. It's just been an unbelievable experience.
And so you've been sitting MP for a while now. And again, you're still running for the Christchurch Central seat. I'd be really interested to hear from your perspective. What do you think are the biggest challenges facing this electorate?
It's interesting because a lot of the time, open the press, and it's all about cycle lanes and intensification, right? But in fact, this is one of the youngest electorates in the country. It's the most cyclable, more cyclists per capita than any other electorate in the country.
Wow.
Yeah, and you don't kind of know that.
No.
And so the narrative can, there's risk that the narrative kind of gets stolen by the noisy people who write into the newspaper. The big issues around this electorate really are around, creating a place which is fantastic and livable. We've done an amazing job so far, but we can't stop now.
Absolutely.
And we do need better housing close to the city. We need to avoid, most of our people and our families and young people growing up in, Rangiora or Rolleston. We want to have a vibrant inner city. And that's, stuff like what's going on here in the arts, and all of those things, great shopping experiences, all of those things are really important. So we need to make sure we've got a proper, vibrant, we are the second largest city in the country, and we've got to really make sure that remains the case and it feels like one.
It's interesting that you make that remark, because we are the second biggest city in the country, and even I forget that sometimes. Do you think there is a tendency in central government in Wellington to sort of forget about the South Island a little bit?
Look, Christchurch doesn't let itself be forgotten. It's well known and well-known as a bit of a troublemaker. And in, some ways it's my job to make sure that that's known as well, to speak out. Mm. And you know, we've had a lot of, I mean, the earthquakes are the biggest example of massive amounts of government money coming into Christchurch. Mm. But even after that, you know, the $300 million for the stadium, whatever you think of the stadium, that's government money. And the list goes on and on. Mm. I mean, ironically, it looks like the city council's going to turn down $1.2 million to pedestrianise Gloucester Street, right? So the government's trying to give Christchurch money.
Right.
And the city's like, no. We just want cars to go around outside the, you know, outside the library and terrain and what have you.
Considering you are currently the MP for this electorate, there is a slightly more unique question we can ask you, and that is sort of for those who maybe aren't sure to vote for you or have voted for you before and are sitting on the fence now, why should they get your vote?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And there's a whole range of answers, right? Firstly, come along and meet me, because I reckon it's really important to kind of have a bit of face-to-face, be able to actually ask whatever question you want of the person who's putting themselves forward to be your MP. And in part, it's the answer you give, but it's also the quality of the person, whether it's a thoughtful person, a person who knows how to work through problems, knows how to deal with people. And I guess the other thing is just look at my record. I've done a lot, right? And it's really, being in central government is about moving the needle on the really big issues. And I'm really pleased to have been, you know, made the Minister for Commerce and Consumer Affairs, or shopping in short, and cracking down on supermarkets, cracking down on gas stations, you know, all of that sort of stuff to try and make life easier for everyone. I've been working on, I don't know if you've got an Afterpay card, but working on Buy Now, Pay Later, which is causing some real problems. And we want to put some rules around that to reduce harm, right? And so, you know, happy to talk about all of my track record, but I think the most important thing is to actually, you know, that first question you ask, who am I? What values do I bring to the job? That's the most important thing when you're voting in a politician.
And really that same question in sort of a wider context is there will be a lot of people who voted Labour last time, as, you know, a lot of people did in 2020, who might not be so sure now and might question Labour's track record and you know, a whole myriad of things. What do you have to say to those people?
Yeah, look, it's a really tough question because people are feeling the pinch. They're a bit tired of Labour. They feel like we've been in government forever because we've had COVID and mosque shootings and, you know, we've changed our leader and all these kinds of things. But in fact, and this always is a hard line to sell. We've done an amazingly good job. COVID, we came through COVID, which could have been an utter catastrophe, both in terms of human lives and the economy. And we came through it really well. Small businesses like this were assisted immediately, you know, and substantially. And you look overseas, and I know this is the problem. Like, people don't look overseas and they don't want to. They want to look at themselves.
Yeah.
But you look overseas, and it was a health catastrophe and an economic catastrophe. And, you know, the other thing is this. Labour with the Greens, and I know you had Kaurangi in, and she's, you know, she's got a good chance of getting into Parliament as well, but we'll bring a particular set of values to the questions that face us. And most importantly, we want to look after the people who are at the bottom, right? It's all very nice to give a $50 tax cut to someone on $120,000 a year, but if you're going to actually increase the burden on someone on $30,000 a year to do that, that's offensive, frankly. And I'd never want to be part of a government that would even contemplate that.
Well said. So we here at RDU, we're a arts organisation. Our love is for the arts and activation of the arts and so on. So really I'm asking kind of all my interviewees this question around kind of what is your party going to do, particularly for local arts and the activation of arts in smaller communities. Labour hasn't really announced much in this sector yet, and I know you can really only speak to yourself as a Electra MP here potentially. But what can artists and people who enjoy the arts hope to see from Labor?
Yeah, I mean, I won't announce any policies right here. The boss might get a bit pissed off.
No, that would be interesting, actually. If you could, that'd be great. Please.
Actually, I had Carmel Cipollone down a while ago, who's Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, and invited as many people as I could to come and ask her, you know, what the plan is. And I was down at Space Academy.
Oh, cool.
And so we had, you know, 100-odd people down there, and it was fantastic. Labor Party absolutely supports the arts. I mean, we've just passed some legislation about royalties. Did you follow that?
I did read a little bit
so
about that.
So if you're an artist and your work gets resold, you get 5% of the resale price forever, you know, because people's art was going up in value, and they'd sold it for, you know, $500 to get a feed. So, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously through COVID, $500 million to the arts. Mm. That was the kind of, not just a wage subsidy, but a bit more for everyone who was kind of, might not have had steady work. In terms of, you know, the arts here in Christchurch, there's a whole range of programs that fund particular arts, you know, activities and sectors and scholarships and all of those things, which we want to continue with. You know, I can't rattle them off, you know, one at a time. I've got a note of something down here. The Creative in Schools is a good example. Right. The money we put into Matatini to, you know, the Kapahaka across the country, all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, I think it's really worthwhile to say that there's a risk in a time of austerity that the arts, like, you know, that doesn't actually count. I think it's really important to recognise that the arts are part of a kind of vibrant and healthy society. And if the arts are cut off, then you're poorer for it, and people's welfare is actually poorer for it as well.
You know? Absolutely, I totally agree on that one. I'm gonna turn it around to a slightly more positive note, just to kind of round us out. And I'd like to hear, what do you think? What would you identify as the biggest opportunities for this electorate?
This electorate actually has got an amazing kind of technical base.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and it's really unknown. So not more than 500 metres from here, you've got, you know, world-class gaming developers who are selling their wares into, you know, LA, into the big gaming platforms. And just over that way, south of here, you've got cutting-edge kind of low-level satellite producers in aerospace. And you've got just this extremely skilled workforce that come to New Zealand to do these amazing projects that we need to absolutely take off. So the space industry has actually got a huge hub here in Christchurch that nobody knows about. And so we've got amazingly, because we've got a university, great engineering school, great technical skills, and there's huge opportunities there to kind of really take off. And, you know, the gaming stuff's fascinating because half of it's technical, but half of it is totally the arts. It's about telling
it's
a story,
isn't
right?
It? Yeah.
And it's just such a great kind of nexus of, you know, the technical stuff, and then someone taking it and saying, but here's what the real game is. And there's some top-class games that are coming out of a studio just around the corner.
Wow, I did not actually expect that for an answer. I didn't know half of that, to be quite honest. Here we are on a music station. So to finish us off this morning, you've had a long day campaigning. You come home, you need to wind down. What's kind of your go-to song for this situation?
Oh, you're going to play it.
Well, it depends what the answer is first.
It's always going to be old because I'm a bit older than you, I imagine. But you could go kind of crazy 80s violent femmes, which is kind of just... or you could play, if you just really needed to chill, you play a bit of Leonard Cohen, right?
Oh, tasteful.
That. Well, Leonard's just amazing.
It's
not music, it's just poetry with a few chords.
Yeah. Goes well with a wine as well, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it can seem miserable, but I actually find it, you know, that was always how he was pitched, as kind of a whiny, kind of, you know, beat poet.
Right.
But I actually find it really uplifting.
Oh, good on you. Yeah, I can see that, actually. It's totally perception, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Hey, well, Duncan, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And good luck on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
It will be really interesting to see what comes, what's happening in the weeks to come. Are you doing any event, because you do like corner, street corner meetings and stuff?
Good. Thanks for the plug.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, there you go.
Hey, I do heaps of stuff, right? So every weekend I'm out on street corners. I've been doing it for ages. And I just, you know, I put a leaflet in people's letterbox actually, and then I'll just turn up. People come out, you know, and on a Saturday morning and have a bit of a yarn and just, as I said, see what I've got to say and ask me the hard questions. There's a lot of debates going on. I'm at St. Mark's Church in Opawa tonight, you know, and I'm just going around meeting as many people as I can. If anyone wants me to, you know, it's a Good Times Comedy, good little arts venue.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I heard that I was down there
the other night. That was quite interesting. The National Party guy doesn't turn up to those things. I don't understand that.
Really?
But anyway, no, I don't think he likes the crowd. But look, totally.
Wow.
If you can get two or three friends together, I'm happy to have a yarn with you.
Brilliant. Hey, yeah, well, once again, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Awesome. Good to be here.